Zimbabwe.
Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. And we are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, October the 10th, 2023. And I'm your host tonight, Evans Zininga. Today we are talking about the expulsion of the Citizens Coalition for Change lawmakers from the National Assembly at the instigation of one Sengezo Shabangu, who is calling himself the Interim Secretary General of the CCC. But before we dig more into that, let's take a quick update on the Israel-Hamas war. The United Nations Human Rights Office spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says the imposition of sieges that endanger the lives of civilians by depriving them of goods essential for their survival is prohibited under international humanitarian law.
The imposition of sieges that endanger the lives of civilians by depriving them of goods essential for their survival is prohibited under international humanitarian law. Any restriction on the movement of people and goods to implement a siege must be justified by military necessity, or it may amount to collective punishment.
And that there was United Nations Human Rights Office spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani. The European Union also hopes for renewed peace talks following the Hamas attacks, according to EU's Foreign Affairs Chief Joseph Borrell.
When we say that we have to prevent more civilian lives from being lost, this should not be a rhetoric statement that goes without continuation. It has to be a clear request to everybody. The fact that moving forward without peace or any political horizon was not sustainable, and that to make peace between Israel and Arab states was necessary and good, but it cannot substitute making peace with the Palestinians. And this tragic event may be a wake-up call for the international community to remember that this problem is still unsolved, and we have to engage in trying to solve it to avoid the repetition of what has happened in those days. Though the peace looks very remote today, much more remote than some days ago, and even the process for peace negotiations look dim at this point, it remains the only way to achieve a long-term solution that brings peace and security to both peoples. And at the European Union, we still believe that the way forward remains a two-state solution, difficult it may be, because we could not imagine another one.
And that there was European Union's Foreign Affairs Chief Joseph Borrell. Now, while the hostilities between Israel and Hamas have raised doubts about the future of Israel's efforts to develop ties with Saudi Arabia and the wider Muslim world, critics say the hostilities will also significantly restrict public debate in Pakistan about whether to recognize the Jewish state. Islamabad does not have diplomatic ties with Israel and refuses to recognize it as a sovereign country until the state of Palestine is established, a long-running policy of many Muslim-majority countries. Pakistanis cannot visit the Jewish state because their passport states it is valid for all countries of the world except Israel. A debate, however, has intermittently flared up in national mainstream television channels, newspapers, and social media platforms on whether the South Asian nation should reconsider its stance on Israel. The two countries have held secret meetings on security-related issues since their foreign ministers met publicly in 2005. And on that note, let's take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And now back to our main topic for the day. It was chaos at the parliament today when the speaker, Jacob Mudenda, announced the recalling of the 15 CCC members of parliament.
Signed by Mr. Daniel Sengen Kabam. In front of as the interim secretary general of the Citizens Coalition for the CCC political party, notifying me that the following members, since the members of the Citizens Coalition for Change, accordingly, section 139, subsection 1A of the Constitution of Zimbabwe applies the following as it provides that that is, if the member of parliament becomes government, if the member receives the loan as well as the political party, if he or she is a member of parliament, when elected to parliament, and the political party consents by written notice, the speaker or president of the ministry order this. The speaker or the president of the Senate, as the case may be, has declared that the member exceeds to belong to it, unquote. The law has indicated in section 129, and the related previous court rulings and similar matters do not require me to adjudicate, but to compel parliament to only action notification upon receipt of the letter of the court.
Now, that was not well received at all by the CCC members of parliament, who broke into party songs in protest. Also, this called for the parliament to call in security, which failed to remove the recalled MPs out of parliament until riot police had to come in as backup to enforce the evictions. And Amos Chibaya of the CCC is one of the lawmakers that were beaten by the police. Mudenda said all the MPs that were ejected by the police have been banned from the house for 6 sittings and won't be paid for 2 months. Mumwe weva dzingwa muparamende mumiriri we Binga North va Prince Dubeko Sibanda.
Chingogara pasi ndobva kwatanga kuverengwa naspika kuti vane tsamba yavakatambira musi wa 3 October ichibva kumunhu anonzi W Sengezo Chavamo achiti iye kune mamembers of parliament ari kuripora nokuti hachisiri mamembers etc. Now chief whip pasini kavaida kuudza kuti ko iye anonzi Chavamo iyeye anobva nekupi nokuti isusu secocas yetc hatina pakati peutungamiriri hwedu munhu anonzi Sengezo Chavamo. Now vati vapedza chief whip ndikazosimukawo ndikatiosa semumwe aafektwa nedecision iyoyo ndaachikumbira kuti ndibvunze kuti nai spika sei masarudza kuverenga tsamba yemusi wa 3 October ipo kune tsamba yakauya musi wa 11 September zvamuri kuti mimi hamuna power yokuti mubvunzurudze ko mai 3 sei masimudza yauyira kumashure kune tsamba yakatanga kuuya zvatiratidza kuti spika vaakutoshanda zvezanupi havachisiri spika saka ndazovaudza hangu kuti inini semunhu wavanobva naye kumusha ndanzwa kunyara chaizvo kuti kuna spika anobva kumusha kwangu vanhu vekwave vachitambura vanhu vekwake vachishungurudzwa nezanupf asi iyewo uya kuzoshandiswa nezanupf muno mukudzinga vanhu vakasarudzwa nevanhu.
Mumiririri weBinga North mudare reparamende vaPrince Dubeko Sibanda vange vachitaurawo zvaitika kuparamende uko. Now for those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And we are also streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube as VOA Zimbabwe. Now we are joined by our guests. Unfortunately, we were hoping to get the man behind these CCC's MPs recalls and calling himself the acting CCC Secretary General, Mr. Sengezo Chabangu. Unfortunately, I'm told his numbers are not going through. We had hoped to have him to shed more light on all this that's going on. And we have also ZANU-PF Information Officer, Mr. Francis Mufambi, who's going to represent ZANU-PF. And another disappointment, I've just been told by my producer that the CCC spokesperson, Mr. Promise Makwananzi, whom we had also hoped was going to come in and talk on behalf of CCC about this, he won't be able to speak for some reasons which they are not able to disclose. It's a pity, but we have managed to get hold of our regular Vadzokora. Tawanda Dzokora is also a CCC member based here in the USA, and we will have the two gentlemen come to this show, and we will still have a great debate and a great discussion. Gentlemen, if you can hear me, welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Vamfambi, can you hear me?
Ah,
awesome. Rekaindi tange nemi va Dzokora. Thank you very much for coming on in such short notice. But this whole halabaloo going on ku parliament kumusha uko, taona zvinhu zvakawanda nhasi. Taona CCC vachinzi vazodzingwa, kwatozodedzwa riot, vanhu taona vamwe vakabharurwa hembe nezvakawanda wanda zviri kuitika. What's your take on this whole thing that's going on?
It's a halabaloo for sure. It's a circus. ZANU-PF and Emmerson Mnangagwa have decided to turn the august house, the Parliament of Zimbabwe, into a mere circus. But before I go in further, I want to hail our members, our gallant members of Parliament, who stood up against the Rogi regime today, defying ZANU-PF, defying the parliament, defying Emmerson Mnangagwa once again, because they defied him last week when he did his address to the parliament. So I want to thank them for standing up, and I want to thank them for remaining resolute, standing with the people of Zimbabwe and standing with the people that were democratically elected by the people of Zimbabwe. And I think this is a strong message. It sends a strong message not only to ZANU-PF but also to Emmerson Mnangagwa that as a Triple C, as citizens, as sons and daughters of Zimbabwe, we are not going to take his nonsense. We are not going to take his dirty tactics of trying to get a two-third majority, you know, by withdrawing our members of parliament. And as citizens, we are prepared to defend our democracy. We are going to defend the Constitution of Zimbabwe, and we are going to defend our president, Advocate Nelson Chamisa, and we will defend our movement from ZANU-PF and everyone else that they are roping in, like Sengiso, whoever he calls himself, who is moving around calling himself a Secretary General of a Triple C. We don't know him. He doesn't belong to us. Maybe he belongs to ZANU-PF, but we are not going to be sideshowed. These are just sideshows as citizens who continue to focus in making sure that we defend our vote. They want to take us away from the bigger issue of making sure that Emmerson Mnangagwa does not complete his 5 years because he is not there legitimately. They want to take us and even take the region off from the main issue of Zimbabwean stolen elections. But we'll continue to urge Zimbabweans, including Padak.
Vatsokora. Aiwa takunzwa imazwi amuri kutaura. I'm happy kuti tinava mufambi and vakateerera. Ini ndabata mazwi amataura maviri ekuti vanonzi vasengezo Shabangu avamu vazivi muri kufunga kuti ndeve ZANU-PF. Ndabatawo zvakare kuti muri kukurudzira kuti zvaitwa nemamembers of parliament ACCC nekumboboikota kwavakaita parliament kuya masvondo rakapera izvozvo mazvikurudzira. Ndoda kuti vamufambi vapinde inotongerwa munhu asipo ndeye mombe aripo anozvipindurira. Vamufambi, can you hear me? Aha, zvirikunzi pano vashabangu is part and parcel of ZANU-PF and the ZANU-PF movement and the parliament is captured as well. I please need you to come in and respond to mashoko ari kutaurwa navadzokora. Tiende kumberi, munotiwo kudii?
Okay, initially I think I should look it categorically clear that ZANU-PF will be nothing to do with whatever happened within the CCP. Secondly, Tshabangu is a non-opposition activist. And ZANU-PF is not even surprised by the confusion, by the lack of organization, by the fascism, the political mission being displayed by the CCP. Only last week, they were boycotting the parliament, the election addressed by His Excellency Dr. Mnangagwa, telling now they are a teacher of the throat, recalling each other and crying that in the same parliament they were willing to boycott. So it's clear that and trust that this lawless, this higher class outfit is suffering from internal implosion. And the result of personalization of our affairs and illegitimacy of its leadership, because the leadership of the CCC never got its legitimacy or never got its mandate from its members. So I think you know even that since the death of Mugabe Tsvangirai, the other team is not known in democracy. Or a collective deal making it a clear. So in that regard, the CCC should not enlist or involve the Speaker of Parliament or ZANU-PF in the internal squabble. Unfortunately, we are dealing with people who don't take responsibility for their failures. And as a matter of fact, when the Speaker receives communication in terms of Section 129, Subsection 1K of the Constitution, he is obliged to act in terms of Section 39, Subsection 1 of the Electoral Act. And in this case, he finds himself dealing with a county organization with no structure except to cherry pick their individuals who have no mandate even from their internal party system. So in summary, I can say that we are not concerned about the two fights taking place. In some irrelevant, their police call movement is our major contention in delivering the mandate that is just from the people. Mm-hmm. That the people is not entrusted to us. Ah. And if anything, the same court they attacked after the election rules are open to their legitimate issues.
All right, Aiwa. Takunzwai, vamufambio, mapindura maita. Vadzokora manzwa here kuti vashabangu as of end of day zvinhasi uno. Vanyora zvimwe tsamba yaenda kunoita recall some senators. And we are informed as Studio 7 that this happened and the letter has been delivered already. So we are expecting more recallings in from the Senate. Are you aware of that?
Mahumbwe, matakanana, arikuitwa mu Parliament ya Zimbabwe, zvichipachishandiswa vanhu va ma citizens, vachishandiswa neZANU PF, vachishandiswa neFAS. Zviri kuitika izvi zviri kubva mubhuku chairo chairo reCIO inyaya yakagarirwa pasi neZANU PF nekuti vamunangagwa vari kuziva kuti havana support yevanhu vari kuda kuti vachinje mitemo yeParliament saka vakupinda munyaya dzeTriple C vari kupinda munyaya dzemacitizens vanogona kuramba vachinyora zvimatsamba zvavo izvozvo asi kwatiri hazvishande hazvina basa ndiri kutoziva kuti as members of parliament our members of parliament who disengage completely from parliament saka sekutaura kwakaita Thomas Mapfumo vari kuuraya huku ine ronda vari kudzinga vanhu vari kutobudawo muparliament vacho vasina basa nematakanana ari kuitwa nemahumbwe ari kuitwa navamunangagwa neZANU PF zviri kuitika izvi hazviitike kune imwe nyika kune any nyika ine mitemo zvinongoitika munyika banana republic yakaita seZimbabwe isina mitemo ina president ine musangano usingachengetedze kodzero dzevanhu usingachengetedze constitution yayo nekuti hakuna kwazvakamboitika kuti munhu anongomuka mumagumbeze make otanga kuti ndiye secretary general otanga kunyora tsamba achidzinga vanhu zvotambirwa muparliament vadonhedza parliament vanhu veZANU PF vamunangagwa vadonhedza parliament kuita chiseko chevanhu vose senyika sechenyika dzose
Tapanzwa apo regai ndidzoke kuna vamufambi tanzwa vamufambi nhau yataurwa navamudhenda yekuti mam MPs akaboikota nevadzingwa nhasi pane kupanishwa kuchaitwa mamembers of parliament vachishayiswa dzimari dzekufambisa nekwekugara tiri kunzwawo vadzokora vachitaura pano kuti mamembers of parliament Triple C are trying to disengage completely from parliament. Munoona sekuti zvinozofamba sei vakabuda zvachose muparliament kukangosara veZANU PF chete.
Okay, thank you very much. I think that threat is useless thunderbolt. One thing that I want to make categorically clear again is that the threat is being brother and is often being blamed for children following their political natives. ZANU PF is a democratic party and apparently the importance of opposition parties in statecraft. Remember, before independence, we were an opposition party for 17 years, and we know what it takes to organize political movement. Now that we know even that the CCC is no constitution, which is a standard procedure for running a political party, caused by challenges to black and indigenous people, which we failed to leave after graduating from the national level, it's clear. Anyone can claim to a position. Anyone can claim to represent the party. And, you know, this party is a leader.
Vamufambi, ndokumbira kukubatai pamuromo taita mutereri mafoni ari kunetsa pamwe anzwa zvamuri kutaura anoda kuresponda regai angoti gaga ndinodzoka kwamuri caller hello
thank you
mutereri muripo here
hello
muri kupi
Hello,
tinokuchingamidzai pa Studio 7. Taurai tinzwe, this is Live Talk The Connection. Kandai mazwi enyu muti gaga.
Ndiri kuona ndiri kupinga uko. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you say loud and clear. I'm hoping the guests are also hearing what you are saying.
Okay, saka tachizida isisi vanhu vakavhota ndechekuti tipiwe zvakatara vhotera. That is what we want. Zvekuti vanorikola vanhu vanoita sei ndezvavo izvi.
Aiwa, ndinokutendai mukoma nekuuya pachirongwa. We appreciate you for coming on the show. Thank you for your input. I will come back to you, gentlemen. Regai ndidzoke kwamuri vamufambi. Ndimi manga muchiri kutaura tibve tati gaga. Mobva maisawo kamashoko enyu ekupedzisira. Nguva yedu inobva yatiperera. Dzokai zvenyu vamufambi.
Okay, so I was saying, you know, as much as that people try to opportunistically blame Zambians, it's actually Chamisa's problem that is now causing all of this. Yes, maybe important IAO Oracle is working the constitution, is working the charter, and even anyone who is complaining against Chamisa, he or she to go to Chamisa again. So these things are the entitlement and the local psychology are indebted because federal country will do their party. And that's because in the time of the Revolutionary Party, as you know, with a very clear that in opposition. That is my submission.
All right. Thank you so much. What's Zokora, 30 seconds. Mashoko wenye kupedzisira nguva yedu yaperera.
No, I just want to warn ZANU-PF, what happened today in the parliament is a test of what is coming. They are agitating the people of Zimbabwe into action, and the people of Zimbabwe will respond accordingly. We are not going to sit around while the will of the people is being trampled upon by ZANU-PF. We will react.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining us tonight on Live Talk The Connection. We will be happy to have you again on another day. Nasi taita vatereri vari kuona vari kumba, vari pa Facebook, vari kuteverera, vari kunyora zvakawanda. I'm going to share a bit of the comments that are coming from the viewers that are watching on Facebook on our VOA Shona and VOA Ndevele pages. Pano ndina mukoma Joe Mugwidi, vari kuti hakuna nyika yakadai pasi rese. Totaurawo pana shuva inuve. Hanzi indo inonzi cartoon country hakuna zvakadai. Ndo zvavari kuonawo. Toenda kumberi pana anonzi Emily Mbizi. Vanguti I'm watching from South Africa. Messi Dombo ari kutiwo zvakaoma veduwe zveZimbabwe. Nyika ino. Michael, hanzi nyika ino haina president. So what's next? Please, let's fight these idiots. Tinokukurudzirai kuti musanyora mashoko okutuka nekunyomba pachirongwa chiri pajekerere. Evidence chisuvure. Varume chokwadi chiripo. ZANU inotoda zvekutorohwa chaiko, kwete zvekutedzera zvainoda iyo. But for now, vanoda kutirasisa zvatakabata mumaoko. Vamwewo vari kutaura zvavanofunga wavo. Yanga PT muyambo. Hanzi namukoma Yanga PT. Zvii izvi just waste of time. Let us leave divisions. Mukoma Christopher Chikandiwa. Vari kutiwo zvakaoma. Vobva vagumira ipapo. Vamwewo ndovari kuti vatafadzwa mangwende. There is nothing sensible coming from ZANU-PF supporter. Even in the morning they will tell you it's afternoon. To hell with you. All ZANU-PF members, again, I repeat, please, let's avoid using mashoko ekutuka nekunyomba pachirongwa kuti tigone kukurukura tichiwirirana mune zvakanaka. Ndopedzisira naRebecca Badza ari kuti mazanu mese muchachema henyu, nyika yashanduka yave nemumwe mutungamiriri. Not wenyu uyu asingazive kana zvaari kuita kana kutonga. Vanhu vane hasha, people are mad, people are not happy, but it's good for us to be here like this and have these conversations and talk about the things that happen in Zimbabwe. It was my pleasure to have you tonight, and this brings us to the end of our show today. Thanks again to our guests, our viewers, our listeners at home. Be sure to join in again tomorrow. I am Evan Zininga in Washington, D.C.